you know, being over in Taiwan, you get access to stuff that you don't see in America, a lot of made in China stuff. So, for example, you know how Huawei is talking about making their own phone operating system since Google won't let them use Android because of blocks and stuff? Well, I've actually seen computer stuff and software written by the Chinese, and it's atrocious. And I'll give you an example. There's this home entertainment video player. Now, it'd be easier to just hook the thing up to a computer. But instead, there's this little tiny remote control where you got to dial in all kinds of stuff. You've got to jump every 30 seconds, or you know, that's all you can jump around in the movie. Some of them actually can only jump 10 minutes. It's like they got a video player where if you advance, it only jumps by 10 minutes. That's it. Yeah. And and all of it's the software is written in China. And one of the things is that pardon me for the computer geek stuff. I'll try to make this understandable. The subtitles, as I'm watching the subtitles in a movie on one of these made in China video players, the subtitles are goofed up. Words just disappear for no reason. And then I'm like, what? And I'll go play it on the computer and it works just fine. The subtitles are fine. I look inside the subtitle file because, of course, I know how to edit those. And so, but then you go to the Chinese video player, the made in China software video player, play the same video there, and you get weird looking code, like computer code characters, and it's all messed up. Well, I know enough about computer code to know that basically the computer player, the computer video player is interpreting the subtitles as if it is supposed to be computer code. It's not interpreting the subtitles as subtitles. It's looking at the subtitles as if they're supposed to be computer code. That means, in theory, if I really knew how stuff worked inside that box, I could put computer code as the subtitles and hack into the box. Now, any video player in America wouldn't do that. It's what we coders call sanitizing. You take the subtitles and then you tell the computer, all right, these are subtitles. It doesn't mean something. It's just the letters are the letters. That's what it means. And so then the letters would appear on the screen, you know, as the letters. But in China, they didn't take that sanitizing step, which every coder is supposed to take, to say the letters mean the letters. They've just brought them in. So when it looks like computer code, it's act like I wonder if one day we might come across a subtitle playing on this box that all of a sudden crashes the whole machine because it's interpreting the subtitles. Now, here's something about, okay, first of all, and that's very lousy coding. And if the Chinese are doing this in their software, why would we be afraid of Chinese computers guiding nuclear missiles? Now, you know, nuclear missiles aren't good, but they're making the software for their submarines. They're making the software for their airplanes. They're making the software for all this stuff. And if they can't figure out how to sanitize subtitles, that you know what you know what are they going to type in? They go to their computer, turn left, and then all of a sudden, like the left wing pops off. You know that I'm telling you, I am not scared. When it, whether military or whether an Android operating system competitor, I am not scared of the Chinese because they don't know how to think. It goes back to Confucianism. Confucianism teaches people agree with and love everything your parents tell you. Everything is right because they said, and you love it and agree with it with your whole heart. There is no other option. And through that thinking, they're unable to do Aristotelian logic. They can't think of hypotheticals. They can't say, okay, what happens if we're driving and the car breaks down? Wait a minute. You want the car to break down? I mean, that's what they'd tell you if you asked. If the car breaks down, what happens? They'd be shocked. They'd start shaking because they think you just told them that you want the car to break down and they have to want and love the car breaking down because you said it. That's what Confucianism does in that culture. And that's why they're terrible programmers. They can't think. And yet they believe that they have the ultimate beautiful culture that's going to successfully dominate the whole world. And I'm telling you, it can't. It cannot work. Now, why was it that the Chinese video player never picked up these errors in code? All their movies have Chinese subtitles. And computer code is written using English letters, Roman letters. And a lot of it has English words like if or for. Yeah. So when they've only run stuff with their Chinese characters, they haven't watched their movies with English to see it break and even know that there's a problem. Because they're so full of themselves and their own worldview. In America, if you had a DVD with five languages on it, they would sit there and watch the DVD in all five languages before they ever sold the thing. The companies would review the DVD with all five languages on several different DVD players, all to make sure that it turned out correctly. In China, they wouldn't do that because the boss runs the company and the boss never said there's a problem. So if you test it, you're saying that the boss is wrong, which means you aren't human. You know, like that's how things are working in China. I mentioned, you know, with this, I mean, I mentioned that I'm getting a computer curriculum finished up. And so I've got this computer curriculum. I'm really excited. I took all day today. I'm very late because I've been going through this large chunk that I've got to get through, and I did it. I can't believe that I got the whole thing done. I just needed a huge chunk of time when my brain was actually working. Lots of walnuts and lots of Monster. Speaking of which, I think I'm having a Marco Rubio moment here. Hold on. We all got to drink sometimes. Wow. So I got through a whole bunch of computer code this week, and I'm getting close to finishing up my computer curriculum. So I'm not going to try to sell it right now, but it's called VIP Linux, and it's going to be videos and it's I'm not going to sell it. I'm not going to try to convince you that it's awesome. I'm not going to try to convince you that everyone needs this curriculum. I'm not gonna talk about how awesome it is because 7-year-olds can understand it. I'm not going to talk about how valuable it is to a company because MBAs would be able to sit and watch and understand. And as a result, their IT department wouldn't hate them anymore. I'm not gonna share and pound you with all these selling points. No. I'm just going to say that I'm going to try to do a Chinese version. Now, when I say Chinese, I'm talking language here, because in Taiwan, they speak Mandarin. And in Asia, you know, they say Mandarin Chinese versus Mandarin Cantonese. Or no, excuse me, Mandarin Chinese versus Cantonese Chinese. Actually, Cantonese is Cantonese, and Mandarin is Chinese. Chinese as a language is only Mandarin. That's because it's they think of it as the language of China. Is how they think of it. So, in Taiwan, in Malaysia, they all speak Chinese. In Hong Kong, they speak Cantonese. The characters are the same. So, I'm thinking about doing a Chinese language version. And of course, believe me, you, it's going to teach sanitizing, which they don't do in a lot of stuff in China. And I'm going to talk about if stuff, and it's going to be Western style education. And I've got Taiwanese cooperating with me on this, who also embrace Western style teaching. So I'm going to try to fight this Confucianism in Taiwan by way of teaching people computer stuff. See you tomorrow.